Recording.
Thank you for waiting until after the sunset.
I wasn't waiting on purpose. I was just. It took me that long to start recording.
That's okay.
Like, we'll swipe.
It's still appreciated. All right, so we just left the. The house, the shack.
She left the shack and. Kuro is asking for a bookstore.
Yes.
Looking for a bookstore.
Yes.
Kuro wants a book, get to a bookstore, and has like some sort of lame excuse that everyone likes books.
You're never like, no.
But Kuro seems to have his own agenda. He clearly wants something special.
Scratching
my eye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we can go get a book. We have time.
They don't want an air.
Whatever, let's go.
Are you sure? Because it's super late right now.
We're going to the bookstore. Where is
Let's just look around.
It's not too late here, actually. It's about 7 p.m.
Yeah, and it's a festival time, so there must be a lot of activity out. Places are probably open pretty late. If they're not only at the festival.
Do you think there's going to be stores open around... Do you think there are stores open around charity, or do you think we have to go to the festival grounds?
I can't, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Maybe I'll have some later on the way back.
Okay. Let's see if there's some stores open around here.
Every knows of a bookstore. He doesn't really like going to it because it's technically from a rival guild. And Ever primarily deals with the Odds and Ends Guild.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what? Who is this bookstore owned by?
Electrum Associates.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
EA.
And... sometimes you do have to deal with Electrum Associates, or Ever does. There's just, like, you know, unfinished products they're always trying to buy and sell. And they just, it's like a sweatshop, but sometimes they're the only people who will pick up certain... It's more like your failed products. The failed things just kind of go to EA.
And they're trying to swindle people.
And they're trying to swindle people by buying them.
At least their stores, right?
Yeah.
They still do jobs, right?
They do some jobs, but people don't really trust them nearly as much as Odds and Ends, especially for fighting and stuff.
Oh, so they're like kind of like a crappy corporation.
It's like a crappy corporation, yeah. And they're known for their kind of like, they kind of work anybody they can to the bone. And it's a good way to, easy way, they pick up anybody. It's an easy way to start in the industry.
Mm.
Of, you know, just general work.
Sounds like the guild Eros would be in if you were from this world.
I mean,
you'd rise to the
Eros
level.
Eros would probably either get tired of. He would want to try and move up.
Right.
But there were two things. One is that he might just like, you know, if he was really cutthroat about it, he might be able to move up in the company. Chances are he'd just be worked to the bone, quit, and then work perfectly fine in another company at the bottom rung, paid 5 times more. And given vacation.
Oh, so this is like Yummy Guild sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like, no one really likes them, but they have a lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
And they have a fair amount of influence. But people of charity are just so friendly that you can't really, they're dealt with. It's not exactly do things that other people
won't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the Electrum Associates bookstore.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, there's that one.
I guess that's the only one we're going to go to anyway.
It's known to be... Electrum Associates runs constantly 24-7.
Hmm.
Regardless of anything, because they don't care about
don't give employees holidays or anything.
No, they don't.
Okay.
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 Cora, what are you looking for anyway?
Well... You know, I'm just... You know, I just wanted to see. You know?
You're being suspicious.
Inside.
Cora roll bluff.
Oh, God. Negative 10 or something. 17.
22.
17 bluff.
Okay, what is Cora's true intention?
Cora's true intention is he wants to buy a blank notebook that he will label mysteries in big print on the front cover to start keeping track of mysteries. For example, he has a diagram in his head that goes circles, and then it points to Dara, and then in between Dara and circles is smoke and mirrors, and then Eros and Dara there is an itchiness there. So they're both pointing to Itchy. The other Itchy.
Oh, God.
And then Eros has some connection to DJ Guntron, and he doesn't know. But so he needs a notebook because he's having trouble keeping all of these connections in his head. It's very laborious.
That's it.
And he believes a professional. A professional would do it this way. A professional would dedicate a book, write mysteries on it,
and
use that to keep track of ongoing mysteries and clues.
Like an inspector.
Yes.
Like an inspector.
A true detective. A true inspector.
Okay. They go to the Electro Associates bookstore, which is honestly just labeled Electro Associates.
She's gonna sit outside.
In tiny words, it says books and shit. It also has a gold dragon on the top of it. There's a picture of a gold dragon, which is very interesting.
Eros will go in.
Stranger, she's gonna stay outside.
I'm with you.
Stranger's not going to go inside because it's terrifying.
He's gonna stay outside because it looks like a crappy ass bookstore.
Yeah, it is a crappy ass bookstore, and it looks like, you know, they have a wealth of books, but some of them are just like really badly made. Sometimes you can tell from here that the binding is terrible in many of these books. And this is kind of why it goes to Electrum Associates when other odds and ends might have a shop in their guild itself, but Electrum Associates has a dedicated store to selling books that you may or may not want to touch.
Probably don't want.
Ever would know what kind of things are available for purchasing in guild, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So but Kuro has with you.
Kuro hasn't let on.
Yes,
what
exactly. So I have no idea what you're looking for.
This idea is so complicated. I don't think an insight check would be like, oh, clearly he wants a blank book to write mysteries on.
He's looking for
but
something.
But unless you like, you know, and given Ever's insight, unless you suddenly became a world class liar.
Yeah.
But so, the most I can figure out is I assume I know.
Yeah, Ever doesn't know that they're just
have
not just
some
browsing.
Sort of. You're looking for something.
Yeah. And well, another thing is that Kuro is nervous about going to the bookstore because he's never gone shopping.
Ever?
Yeah. So he was hoping. He's going in. He was hoping Q would guide him around because he believes Q is a book connoisseur. And Kuro is so nervous that he hasn't realized that Q's not there yet.
Ever leads him in.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
Well, you know, I'm just...
Welcome to Electrum Associates.
Hello.
My name is... My name is Harold Electrum. How may I serve you today?
Pleased to meet you, Harold Electrum. I am searching for a... You know, a...
Yeah, we have pornography.
No, not, no, that's not what I said. I meant...
We have a lot of pornography.
No, I want a blank.
We have a make-your-own pornography kit.
No, I won't.
I'll take that.
Oh, well, we're out of the paint by number. No, we have a bunch of paint by number. We don't have the free color. Here you go. Here's two paint by number.
Wait, what?
It looks like a weird map-ish thing. And, I guess you could just copy off this. He hands you a small box of, like, 20, please take it.
Okay. Are these complimentary?
Yes. Please take it.
Oh, how kind of you. Here.
No. Nope.
Well,
why do you think they're giving it to us for free, dude? Come on.
I just have to put this...
Throw it out.
Where can I put... Okay. I have a little acrobatics.
Will that be all, sir?
15.
On acrobatics?
15 acrobatics.
It just falls off your head. Oh, please, take all of them. Here, let me give you another box. It gives you another box full of them.
What is it?
Okay.
Just paint by numbers.
No. A bunch of books.
There's a bunch of weird books.
Very well. But, you know, I was indeed looking for...
The pornography section's over there.
No, not... Okay. We are detectives solving a mystery.
No, we're not.
And we need a workbook.
I'm not allowed to speak to you about how Electrum Associates conducts its business.
No. We're not auditors.
Oh, God, thank you.
No, I'm looking for a notebook that would be suitable for recording the details.
The pornography section with the make your own. Is that not what you're looking for?
No.
Details?
Do you have a blank notebook for sale?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Just give him a blank notebook, dude. Come on. What's up with you?
Yeah. This is, you see it, it's kind of like, it sits, and the binding kind of, like, twists. It's really
cool. Do you have a...
Does ever know if notebooks are available at the guild?
I mean, notebooks could be available at the guild.
May or may not be.
Likely they have something, because they're not bad enough that they don't write things down.
Well, the binding's falling apart, right?
A little bit. This is a couple. It's a couple Electrum.
Coral would like to see if it's magical.
Roll Arcana.
27.
This one has something to it.
He would like to see if it's dangerous.
Okay, roll insight.
Crit.
It's no danger. It's completely neutral. It is actually
very well. I will take your recommendation. And how much did you say?
2 Electrum.
Excellent.
All right. Go to the end. What did he get?
2 Electrum.
All right.
Not his relic. No.
Thank you.
Well, I think that'll be all.
Have a good day. Right. My name was Harold Electrum.
Thank you very much,
Everyone's
Harold.
Thank you for visiting the Electrum family associates.
Have a good festival.
Yeah.
I'm watching you.
The pornography section is in that direction. We have a special North ladies.
Pepper has exited the building.
Is Eros going to buy some stuff?
Eros is outside.
Stranger is doing handstand push-ups. Yes! Are we ready? Ever notices that there's... that Kuro is carrying a box of... is he carrying the box?
Yes.
He was given 2 boxes of a common manuscript that everyone recognizes.
What is it?
As the Outledge manuscript. Or Outledges, for sure.
What's that?
It's got some information on charity. It's usually used as a charity pamphlet.
How many copies do we have? About
30.
30 copies.
Ever also knows that Electrum Associates is paid to give these copies out to people. As part of a long-standing deal with the... Ministry of Tourism. But not many people travel to this town specifically who don't know about charity, so no one really looks for them. So they're just trying to get rid of them. But the more they get rid of, the more they get paid.
Q! Oh, you waited outside here.
Yes.
Oh, I have you some good stuff for you. Here's a...
This manuscript looks pretty good, actually.
They gave us a bunch of these.
It's well bound.
And look, there's a paint by numbers. Paint by numbers
folded
out. Which should be very entertaining.
Hey, what's that?
Small colored map falls out.
You pick up the map.
It's a crudely drawn map. And someone had colored it in manually. So it looks like someone had done it in a hurry because they were told to do a lot of them in a sweatshop somewhere.
Is this the map of Charity?
This is the map of Charity. They have access to it. Yeah. The characters now have access to the Charity. Is this correct?
Yeah.
The characters now have access to information about Charity. Much of which Ever already knows.
Here's the leaf.
The Stranger has zero access to the knowledge of Charity.
I also got a notebook.
What notebook?
What's
a notebook?
Let's. Where are we going back to the guild?
Shall we go back to the guild? Yes.
The guild, yes.
Yes.
The guild. The guild.
The
guild.
The guild.
The guild.
To
the guild.
The guild.
Why?
To the guild. To the guild. Good work, everyone.
We're not. Anyway, let's go back to the guild.
Okay. Communal sticky notes.
So do you guys head back to the guild?
Yes.
Yep.
There are a few people there in the guild, and okay. They're in festive spirits, and they're, you know, the festival's going on. It's crazy. It's great. You see Guildmaster Joe Mustachio in the distance. He's attending the bar, of course.
I walk up and sit at the bar.
This is what you expect to see when you see him.
Joe
Mustachio. Joe
Mustachio.
You see him from a distance, but it's kind of like things are going on. There's ruckus. There's a lot of there's some new people in the guild.
Okay.
They may be visiting. They may be looking to join. Things like that. But this is not what you see. This is what you see. The guildmaster is wearing a hat. There are my dice. And glasses.
What the hell is going on?
Hello!
Distinguished master.
Yes!
What's going on with your face, dude?
What a festive headdress you are wearing.
The festival is wonderful.
Oh. Did you come back from it?
No, they picked me some stuff up.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go?
How can I help you?
Can we stay here for tonight?
Well, that depends. Are you in a festive spirit? You?
Yes. I mean, we've been spending most of our time in crazy festivals.
Oh, yes. Well, we are fairly booked tonight, but if you could, you know, I can't get out because I have to run this place, but if you could entertain me a little bit, that would be, the stranger jumps up and he's like, yes, we shall entertain you.
That's fine.
Just for a little.
We shall perform a skit.
That sounds quite nice. Would you please? I'll provide a free room, or same as last time, and thank you for your assistance, but... It's pretty booked, and I really want to go to the festival.
Let's
tomorrow.
Let's do a skit.
All right, let's perform the skit we practiced, everybody.
All right, all right.
Everybody roll bluff.
No. Coral actually practiced a skit, but he just doesn't remember he practiced. He didn't practice.
22.
37.
9.
Everest pulls out his flute.
Eros just...
Stranger. The stranger dances. Just like interpretive dances.
Eros mimics the stranger. He rolled a 37.
Kuro. I have a question.
Huh?
Where's...
Does the stranger also have that hat on now?
No, the stranger is wearing a Centurion.
Oh, right, I forgot.
It looks more like this.
Perfect.
The Centurion helmet. The Centurion helmet kind of matches Coro's hat.
Q is
awesome. Always good to know.
Q is. What is Q doing? Q doesn't even know.
Oliver, you don't have to dress up. You just say that you put on the costume.
No, it's important.
Thank you.
Alright, so we have a B. We have music. We have a dancer.
Yes. Yes.
How long of a show do you put on for Guildmaster Drumstash?
At least 1 minute. At most, maybe 2 minutes.
The stranger would like to perform for about half an hour.
That is unacceptable. Unacceptable to Eros.
As we rehearsed. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me.
Dragon.
Dragon.
Oh,
Gnome.
Wow. Good one, guys. You got him good.
I'm here.
And?
We are here.
Okay, we should do the one that we did at the party, Kuro.
Why did the chicken cross the portal?
Because...
It missed home.
Because it was hungry.
Because... because it...
this lasts for 5 minutes before Joe Mustachio looks around. Says, yes, this is very... this is too deep for me.
No. Listen, I got a poem for you.
Go on.
Okay. Frustrated, I touch that spot. So dry and wet. I rub it until I'm satisfied, but I hunger for more. It still remains that the obsession. It won't be complete until erased. I rub vigorously until it's gone. Oh, perfect, all gone. I get out the vacuum hoover and suck that shit till nothing is left. Clean as a whistle, I run my fingers through the moist bristles. The grape juice stain is gone.
Ta-da.
Grape juice is quite the problem. I like that poem.
You totally just made that up.
Well, here are your keys for the night. How many rooms?
Just one room.
Okay.
Four.
One room is good.
Bed.
Four.
I can give you two.
Four. Thank you.
There are a lot of. I will go with Q.
Nope. Q's gonna get his own room this time.
I will go with Q.
That's okay. We only need one bed.
No.
Oh, God. Sorry, I have to. He's puzzled by this poem and he's intrigued. You will have to tell me some other
poem. Okay. Q goes up to unlock the room, instantly gets in the bed, and then goes to bed.
How many keys do we get?
One.
There's one bed.
Eros tries to find another room he can sleep in by picking locks.
These doors are too good.
What? Eros.
Security has been heightened during the festival. Because they want a nice stay and for everyone.
Alright, so Eros, he gets in next to Q.
Kuro is in the bed too. He's poking his head. He's sleeping in his full gear.
Eros, I'm pretty sure this is illegal.
No, don't worry about it.
That's...
Or die, defenders.
Can you not wrap your arm around me?
I am going to anyway.
The stranger is not only jumping around, but he's also dancing.
Of course.
Sukoro is in the bed with his email.
Overdose.
Headdress.
That's smart.
His goggles.
Eros is the smartest.
So Q is off the bed. Eros is sandwiched in the middle.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, I need to pee. But we're going to progress to the next morning.
Okay.
And Kuro is wearing he also uses his bedroll inside the bed.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like a cocoon, and the symbol of Moradin is like...
Yeah, of course.
Big here, and it's one of those... It's like a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Right? Except, like, this is up because the headdress is there. And the shoulders are going like this because of the armor.
Yes. I wonder if we'll be able to hear him peeing in the recording.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
So the next morning, the stranger wakes up first. The night is uneventful. You do not have any strange dreams where you die or anything. You don't have any strange dreams that aren't your own.
That's good.
It's pretty uneventful. Sleep. You actually sleep pretty well. It's very cozy. Cozy is the best way of putting it. But you're very well rested.
Mm-hmm.
And the stranger is up and about. And of course, he's doing his morning exercises, which is bad for us.
Let's go meet up with Ever, and then we need to head to Carnival.
Has Ever already gotten downstairs? Because he's an early bird.
Ever's sitting at the counter.
Okay. There's the standard fish sausages and pretty good food overall. Joe Mustachio is not in. He has actually been able to go to the festival today.
Q is not going to eat the fish sausages. He will instead go eat the good food that they have in the vault.
Okay. There is some of Greta's food.
Done.
There is some meat pies and a fountain of mashed potatoes.
Eros will also eat some of that.
Okay. Q gets a flash of insight and thinks he should read his Supernal book.
Q's going to sit down and just read, just browse it. First two pages. There must be a preface.
It's an interesting preface. It talks about, it's pretty difficult stuff, but it talks about how on a offhand journey to the far realm, they made some leeway with the aberrant creatures there, and were able to use the many mouths to kind of decipher some basic concepts of Supernal. This is how it started. But while eating Greatest Bread, you do not feel as... You feel it would give you a strain, but it seems to click very easily. It's kind of like the knowledge is floating in your head very lightly, and you don't fully understand it, but it makes it easier to read.
Okay.
Only lose one healing surge instead of two.
Sweet. We're also full health now.
Everyone is fully rested. Yes.
Okay.
It's been an eventful day.
Eros is no longer down 50 damage. It's always good.
Okay. Only 200.
Who is holding on to the parcel pieces that were given by Gortok?
What parcel pieces?
There's just like this small thing. Just a small kind of like...
Was it the parchment?
There's a parchment, and then there's like a roll of cheese.
Oh, no, but we also got one from the Eggman earlier this morning. In this morning session.
So yesterday, technically in-game.
Yeah, technically in-game, yeah.
So there was a big, thick, bundled thing.
I have it.
Okay. It's vibrating.
I opened it up.
It looks like a large wheel of cheese.
This is cheese.
It's not actually cheese. You see that it's just like really fake cheese. And there's a kind of like beacon inside of it.
This is blinking cheese. Fantastic.
Do you recognize it as anything?
No. But
this is the teleporter that's meant to take us back.
Is there a button?
It's got a countdown on it.
How long does it have?
10 minutes.
We got 10 minutes, guys, so we have to head back. After that, everyone meet up right here, and...
There's no one else. The festival's going on.
There's really no one at the guild?
There's a couple people there. They're just doing side jobs during the festival and stuff. There's someone manning the counter. They also have a magnificent mustache.
Joe Mustache.
Perhaps we should just be ready and discuss anything we... have not discussed yet of the events of last night.
Well, the thing is that we're going to be teleported next to the pens, according to what Gortok said in his note. We need to keep an eye out for the people that we saw yesterday, this Dara and this other crew of people. We need to take a look at Smoke and Mirrors and any other people who is going to be specific to our... I don't even know anymore.
Is anybody, not out of character, but any just descriptions of what you talk about? Does ever discuss anything about last night? The stranger wants to double down on and mention how uncomfortable Gernbat would have been if he had been so uncomfortable in his armor, uncomfortable with the halberd. Didn't look like it fit him. It wasn't well fitted. It was just kind of grabbed. The rack on the wall, he noticed, the halberd would not fit it.
It kind of, yeah.
What a weirdo.
But if you had sparred with, if he had continued to spar with Gernbat, Gernbat possibly could have collapsed from exhaustion. And
so
not well recovered.
Well, that's interesting. So Gernbat physically is not capable of doing such things. It just doesn't seem proper. Everything that was basically in there just does not seem proper. To cue that, and what the stranger talked about, it seems like Gernbat had been switched.
Or something. Yes.
Yeah. Not everything else is not odd, really.
The priestess said there shouldn't be a door.
That's the
weird thing. Your thing said there wasn't a door.
What did... You went to go see the priestess? What'd she say to do about that door?
She said to open it. She said to look...
Like, actually go in? Like, she didn't give us, like, any, like... Oh, it's gonna kill us. You're gonna die. Watch out.
All she said was there shouldn't be a door.
I don't know about this. I don't know about this.
And I asked her
what
was on the other side, and she's...
What'd she say? Alright, you see?
Because she doesn't know what's past there,
apparently. I don't trust her.
I don't trust her either.
She says things.
Right.
Where are we at this moment?
You're at the odds and ends still.
She makes you believe the things that she says.
We haven't left yet?
Even if they don't actually make sense.
No, we haven't left yet.
Guys, where should we go next?
Well, we're waiting until this teleporter works.
3 minutes.
Then we're going to watch.
Maybe 2 minutes, actually. Is there... So I'm going to go around and kind of add a character. What does your character mention about recently interests? Anything about the Battle Royale? Anything about... interesting people, things going around.
Thoreau wants to understand the relationship between... So if Smoke and Mirrors is so powerful, but they're the underdog, he wants to know who the overdog is.
The stranger agrees with this. The stranger wants to know about Gernbat the Stick and why he could move like that when he shouldn't have been able to.
Right,
yeah.
And he wants to, I think everyone wants to know that and also what's behind the door.
Yes.
Hugh also isn't... Hugh is really more focused on who's pursuing them and why Eros was this huge target. And how do they know to target us? And how do they know that Gortag would be a good vessel in making something like this happen? And why would they anger Renard?
Girl also wants to know how Johnny Von Johnny became evil.
That.
But then it only benefited us.
Yes.
All of these things are recorded.
Ever's thought is whoever it is keeping an eye out for not bad things.
Ah.
Maybe someone who's betting on us eventually succeeding.
That's a good point.
Does Eros have any thoughts?
Eros probably just wants to know, like... Yeah, he's curious about the armor guy. That's what he calls him. Armor guy, or armor dude.
Is he more curious about the hot chick?
He's not curious as he is prepared to get jiggy with it. Okay? He doesn't really care that he's got lost in her boobs, because it's Eros. Like, you know,
that's awesome.
That's a normal, that's a great feeling. It's been so long, because he's been traveling with these guys... Right? And he's like, hey, you know, come on now.
And she showed interest in him.
That was the greatest thing for Eros. This never happens.
Never.
Even though he says it always happens. Just never happens.
Is Eros still a virgin?
Okay, what is...
Definitely, probably not.
What is Ever's... Ever had something...
Ever wants to... Basically, he sees that the priestess is cracking. and he wants to see her break.
Countdown is up, and you are transported directly to the gathering in front of the pens. Kind of like centered, the pens are now in a circle, they've been rearranged, and they're,
So if we look around, if we do a 360, we can see all the pens.
Not quite. It's a semicircle.
Oh, okay.
How big are these pens?
These pens are... They've been enlarged. They're about half a football field each.
Wow.
Square.
So you can't see them all at once.
You can't see them all at once. It looks like, and they're separated.
What does the arena look like, kind of?
It's really like a fence.
So we're on one side and they're on the other.
Yeah.
It's not like a...
Can you draw it? Or do you not want to bother? If you don't want to bother, that's fine. But...
Well, I can use things to kind of demonstrate here. So, assume these are all the same size. The pens are kind of like this.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're like spread out enough that you can see one from the other, but you would not be able to examine what's going
on. And we showed up like here.
Yeah, you showed up pretty much right there.
Are we behind a fence or are they in cage, like... Encased in a cage.
They're encased in each. Encased in a cage, and it looks like there's wards outside of each to make
like
sure.
Magic wards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's flat terrain inside. Just curious.
Primarily flat terrain inside.
Okay.
But there are some bumps and
is
stuff.
This like more
left.
Regular ground.
Regular
so it's not
ground.
Like
it's
a.
Like,
it's not like a Hunger Games style arena.
No.
Okay, it's just like a cage match.
Yeah, it's like
okay.
It's the closest thing to a cage match.
But natural terrain inside.
Natural terrain. Some there's some marks left. There are some honestly some silhouettes from squished bodies. You know, kind of like flash shadows, crazy things like that. And you arrive. The transportation was very easy, simple, and not something you would expect Dortok to have given you.
Like straightforward.
Very straightforward.
No
discussing anything.
Oh, wow, that's great.
We didn't hear Gortok's voice at all. Like, hey, everyone.
No.
I bet he wasn't the one who designed it. He gave it to us.
Projection of Gortok appears. He looks
wonderful.
All that's going back.
He's got big projection of Gortok.
He looks cleaned up.
Ew.
Significantly cleaned up.
That's a dresser.
Ah,
this is a dresser. He looks significantly cleaned up, and he has it almost buttoned. It looks like someone had tried to button it, but he's too fat.
I'm gonna get a better view.
I was gonna say Ever.
Or else he's just gonna close his eyes.
Ever makes himself a little hill.
Sorry,
but
my back really hurts.
You alright?
I just need a crack or something. I don't have anything to do that.
Do you want to crack it back?
You
come here.
Back?
Yeah.
How do you want to do it?
Stand up.
Maybe the way you slept?
Yeah.
You want this to happen for a while?
I've been playing with it, and it's not cracking my back enough.
Oh, you want the crossbow?
Oh, yeah, maybe the... Get the crossbow?
A what?
Thank you.
Yeah, roll it out, roll it out.
Announcing the event. He looks like he's been dressed up a little bit, like cleaned up a little bit.
Which is strange.
Yeah. And he looks like he's got a good night's sleep, which is fine. It's inside out. It's inside out, and it doesn't look like it's been buttoned properly. It's too fat to button. So he didn't notice it was important.
Didn't expect anything else.
Nope. And he announces that the Battle Royale will start in about 15 minutes when he gets there.
Of course.
And you see someone's hands, like, it has, like, hazmat gloves, and it's going through his hair. And like, the projection is just like, the battle royale will start 30 minutes, 15 minutes when I arrive. And, there. Handicaps will now be handed out. So competitors, please draw your cards from the judges.
Can you see where the, drawing's happening?
Yes. You are right there.
Right in front of it?
You are pretty much right in front of it. And you see a lot of people, smoke and mirrors. You see a large crowd of cloaks. All of them with horns.
From the guild.
You now recognize as horns?
From the guild.
What?
Didn't we see them in the guild?
No, in the inn. In Carnival.
That's right, the inn.
There are maybe 200 plus.
Competitors.
Smoking mirrors.
Oh my god.
They're maybe up to 300. And they're coordinating. And they're drawing the cards, and they're just kind of like, you know, a little bit antsy, but one by one you see like just numbers flying everywhere. The rumor is that Smoking Mirrors did manage to raise enough money to buy off handicaps for a lot of people. And they're cheering them on. Smoking Mirrors is the main competitor at this event.
Is there anyone else who sticks out specifically?
Do we see Dara, Greta?
No.
You see a large cloak that you saw from last night. Tall,
yeah.
Bristling white beard, kind of towering over the crowd. Maybe about 6'8". It's the one who told Dara that they were going.
So somewhat taller than Coro.
Yeah.
Someone as tall as Greta, though?
You don't think he's as tall as Greta.
Anybody else that sticks out?
Standing next to him is Dara.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But she looks a little bit low-key right now.
And where are they exactly?
If the party was teleported right here,
mm-hmm.
and the judges are over here,
yeah.
Smoking Mirrors is congregating over there, and they're organizing stuff. And a few people, if you look at, you know, when people are like walking around, they're pretty much ignoring Dara, the tall guy, and what looks to be the group from yesterday.
Right. The elf.
You suspect the gnome is there too, but he's kind of hard to see in the crowd. People are just walking by and going to Smoking Mirrors and saying things like, good luck, it's going to be, and handshakes. Some are like off the side, just kind of glancing. So Smoking Mirrors is, some of them are greeting people and say, thank you, yes, we appreciate all your support. We're going to do our best not let you down. You also see a large metal thing. Just a cylinder. sitting dead center in front of one of the pens.
Hmm. Is there a label on it? Unmarked?
It's too far from here, but you know it's large because it looks like it would be taller than, say, anyone you've met so far.
Does it belong to anybody in particular?
You can't see from here. It's in the center pen, and you're not close enough.
Oh, it's in the pen?
It's not. It's outside of the pen, on the very edge of it.
Okay.
So you just hit some watchers to see if there's anything that's too crazy going on.
Dara finally notices Eros. Walks over, and the group kind of follows. So, you, again, very large man, cloaked, slow talking, white hair, bristling beard and mustache.
Yeah.
He peers out, but not very open. There's another announcement that the event starts in about 7 minutes, and Gortog is actually on his way for once.
Nice.
On time. So, Dara says, hey.
What's up?
How's it going?
Pretty good. Another autograph or something, or
no. I'm just glad you're here.
Let me see the one that I gave you yesterday.
It's just things going on, and everyone's getting ready. She said, oh yeah, it's still here. Looks like it's been washed off a little bit.
Is that Eros's face exactly?
All right.
It looks like he's
that's
half
cool.
She's wearing a coat that's buttoned up and just hides the cleavage, but it's very clearly. It's more of a vest that's just buttoned up to high cleavage, almost specifically.
Okay.
It doesn't really fit down here. So it's cut off of there.
Cleavage vest, okay.
Cleavage vest.
Hey, so, how's it going? How'd you sleep?
Yeah, it's fine. Kind of sucked, as always.
The tall one goes over to, Ever. He kneels down because he's very tall. And
at first up on a hill.
Oh, on a hill?
And then he moved.
Yeah, well, no, then Ever, he's trying to motion down to Ever. Motion to Ever. Mm-hmm. So he's like, Ever's at the height. All right, so this guy's standing. He says, it's a pleasure to meet you. Holds out his hand. He shakes. His hand is enormous. Mm-hmm. But you notice that his fingers are very cold. Not uncomfortably so, but very cold. I've heard some about you, Ever, student of Veridian. It's a pleasure to meet you. I apologize. So the gnome is now next to Q. Hey! What's up? How's it going?
How'd you get up here?
Well, on a small copter. It's like putting away.
Hi, how can I help you? What do you want?
Oh, I just wish to apologize for yesterday. You just had such interesting technology.
Mm.
Are you sure you did not invent it?
No, it wasn't me.
Ah,
I got it from somebody else.
Oh, yes.
It's very cool. We'll definitely talk about it.
Yes. What does it do?
Well, it gives a lot of information. So
don't give too much away. Come on, man.
You're not even up there.
He's not?
No, I mean, he doesn't have a headset.
Oh, that's right. I usually have it off, though.
Oh,
have it off?
I usually have it off.
So
If Eros can't hear Q, then Eros turns it off. Because there's no other point in having it on. There's really no point.
The stranger is looking around and keeps referring to his book. But he's kind of... What's Kuro doing?
He's jotting down mysteries in his mystery book.
The large man introduces himself to Ever as Brother Zerda. Brother Zerda. And he asks if Ever has any. He's heard of glass trinkets. And he's very interested in crystals.
He reaches into his pockets to see if he can pull out.
May I? He takes out his own glass trinket This is the... He puts it in Ever's... In Ever's collection. For you. Ever, please roll. Not sure.
I crit failed.
It's very pretty.
What color is it?
It's a bright blue. Light, but bright blue. You think you've seen something like this before? Like a certain kind of, maybe... It's hard to say. Just a little, it's familiar. You've seen glass like this. It's glass. But it looks like it's crudely made, but with a very technical process. But not a very good glass working.
Ever will think about it again
later. Yes.
He's just talking shit with this guy.
With this guy who's introduces himself as Ocklet Tyrus.
Ocklet Tyrus.
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 He has goggles that keep adjusting themselves and moving.
What do you do, Ocklet?
I'm an adventurer.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds like
Inventor sometimes.
Inventor sometimes?
Yes. I was very interested in your technology.
We should sit down sometime.
Are we not?
Well, I mean, aren't you about to fight?
Yes. But we have a moment, of course.
Guess that's true.
What is Kuro doing?
Kuro is watching them very carefully, because he wants... These guys are in the network of his mysteries. But,
is he talking to anyone?
No.
But
he's holding this mystery book up, right?
The way that they distributed out, the last one in the center, the one who's elvish, looks like to be a pretty person, but kind of, you know, masked and everything. He's just still standing there.
Is this a man or a woman?
Woman. Okay. Two staves strapped to her.
Girls wants to see what the autograph lady's intentions are.
Okay, roll insight. She's flirting with him to flirt with him.
Okay, Carl closes the mystery's book. Okay. Who is available to talk to?
There is the one in white, but they're,
Which one was the one in white?
The tall one? Looks like a helmet. Looks like an elf, female elf. Okay, so I'm going to list them. Ocklet Tyrus, who introduced himself to Q.
Mm-hmm.
There's... The somewhat beautiful, tall, double staff. He notices the symbol of the moon on her cloak. There is Brother Zerdin, who's introduced himself specifically to Ever, and has given Ever a small glass trinket. Crudely made, but looks like it was hot pork. Just like, you know, it's a meaningful kind of creation. There's Dara, who gives her full, who bows and says she has to take care of some business. It's time for them to get ready. But she has to find her friends first. So, apart from, that's four of them, correct?
Yeah, four. Okay.
So, Dara walks over back to where this elf is standing and says, "All right, I'm going to have to call everyone over." Mm. And she pulls out a small wand, flicks it, small flare. People look over, but promptly lose interest, kind of slow.
Hmm.
A man walks out of the crowd, and he's shirtless, he's wearing pants, he's covered in tattoos. The stranger immediately goes over to him. And does anybody watch this at all?
Does it catch our eye?
Catches Q's eye.
Okay.
You will watch.
Well, does it catch Kuro's eye? Kuro's involved in mysteries.
Yeah, he's watching. If anybody's looking at the roof, specifically.
Well, Eros was looking at... What's her face?
Dara?
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
He sees this guy walk out. Is Ever also... Because Brother Zerdan is returning to the center.
Yeah.
This guy... It's not hard to see. This guy looks exactly like Grunbad the Stick. Except he's covered in tattoos.
Is he big now?
No, scrawny.
He's the same as he was as we saw him yesterday.
Is that Grunbad?
But tons of...
Tons of tattoos.
Tons of tattoos. Is
that Grunbad?
Where's Q right now?
In the air.
Right.
His headset is off.
Q turns on his headset. Hey, Is that Grunbad?
I believe it is the person we met yesterday.
But where's his armor? Why is he here?
Another announcement is made. 3 minutes.
Hey, Eros, see if you can go talk to him.
Eros' headset is off.
Eros. Eros.
Eros is... I think his brain damage is acting up. I'll go talk to him.
Alright, that's fine. Tell me what it says.
Hello, friend.
Dara's handing out. She's shuffling a deck of cards. But she's shuffling it like the way that you would do it on a table. She's shuffling it very easily in the air. Playing with that. She puts it away. Well, no, she doesn't put it away. She pulls a card. Looks at it. All right. Float next to each of the people she was with, including
her party.
Her group, yeah. Looks like a party. It's 5 of them. Where is she? Is she late again?
I don't know. She said she would be here. She had business to attend to last night.
Well, it's not like her to be on time, you know? It's always like this last minute. Mm-hmm. Greta emerges from the crowd. He walks directly over. She waves.
Whoa. You gotta be kidding me.
Well. Nah. Fine day, fine weather. Greta's stretching long. Greta, we really need to stop. Another car fills in the room. Alright. Dara says, go pull your cards. So each of them go up separately, and they're read off certain things. You note that if you are listening, each of them is... So each competitor, when Smoke and Mirrors was going on, they'd pull cards and things like that. This is a strange name, Smoke and Mirrors. Strange name, Smoke and Mirrors. Strange name, Smoke and Mirrors. You hear the following names. Oplet Tyras. They give him a card.
Brother Zerdan.
They give him a card. Darastia. Wait a second. I messed this up. Darius Theatre still. The elf lady steps up. Silva Jezero.
Sunu of the Ink
is a man who is completely tattooed. There's all kinds of beasts on his body. There's golden kind of tattoos everywhere. It's shimmering.
And this is the guy who looks like...
He looks exactly like Gungar the second. Except...
What did his name was?
Sunu of the Ink.
Sunu or Sunu?
Sunu.
I see what I mean. I suppose.
Finally, Greta. The farmer. So, takes a card. It's the card is like a small envelope. And Auclid goes, I got two. Will the animal handless? He's talking. They're kind of ignoring you. But you notice that a lot of people are ignoring them.
Mm-hmm.
This is strange, as yesterday a lot of people were fussing over them.
So, just to make sure that... Okay, so they are being ignored, but they're willing to stand next to the rest of the puzzle party.
They're kind of not ignoring, and Greta keeps waving
at them. They're just holding business. They're just doing business.
They're just still doing business.
I think that Dara can draw or avert attention.
Is that what Ever's saying to the party?
Or whoever's nearby.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Whoever's near her.
She's got stuff to work with.
So yesterday...
You hear a rumbling. It looks like that strange metal thing in the distance is moving towards you.
A column?
It's like a column. Mm. It's very
tall.
Forget
about that.
Towards us?
Yes.
Directly?
It's moving... Like, you're so... If they're kind of off the side, and you're a little bit off the side, but still close, headed clearly towards you and not them.
She's gonna go down.
Q.
Yo.
Can you keep your headset on?
Q can see.
It is on.
Okay.
Q can clearly see that there's something on top of it. Just cross-legged.
What is it?
It's very small.
On top?
On top of it.
He's looking.
Someone's sitting on top of it. Can't see.
Goro's not paying attention. He's absorbed in his mysteries.
Eros hops on Q's disc. Yo, let's go check it out.
The
thing's coming towards
things coming
right?
To it. Yeah. The stranger keeps eyeing during back the stick. Here's the question. If that is going back the stick, then he should operate like going back the stick, yes? But it is true of the ink.
So I'm telling you. Body swap.
Yes, this is interesting.
Okay. So, listen. Just be on your guard. We got this metal thing coming towards us. And there's somebody on top. I have no idea who it is.
You hear Greta arguing with them. Look, it doesn't matter if I was there or not. Someone needed to tend the fawn. That's just how it is. And they're arguing with Greta, and they're almost scolding her, and Greta's just laughing it off. But you see what's around us? The harvest is ripe. Look around us. She keeps motioning like this.
Right.
We're in the right place at the right time. That's all that matters. She's not being very quiet. But the rest of them are house whispers, and it's scolding her some more. Not all of them are. It's primarily Auckland. Who's scolding her from the ground. Because Auckland has perhaps, like, done this motion where Brother Zerdan picks him up and lifts him above his own head so that he's almost as tall as Greg.
So you can talk on even...
He's like 2 feet tall.
Okay.
He's gonna try to figure out what's going on with this person sitting on top.
He's watching, and he's moved towards you, but he's watching
the other group.
Kuro wants to make a connection.
Okay.
What is the symbol of the moon? Is it...
Roll religion.
Tahanian. I suspect.
Very good. Only 19.
Easily Tahanian.
Is it?
Yeah, easily. It's not even hidden.
Aha! He says.
What are you thinking?
Aha! Uh-huh.
What?
Wait
a minute. Could it be?
One person from their team.
Gentlemen, ladies.
We'll talk later.
Let the battle royale begin.
The group is splitting up and heading in different directions.
Wait.
Where should we go?
It looks like they are one to each pen.
Everyone take a pen.
I will follow Grand Baptist Stick. Pseudo of the Ink. Who are you most interested in?
I'll take the hottie.
Who is that?
Eros, you take Dara. Ever, can you follow Brother Zerdan? And then...
Is that the hot one?
Yes.
I'll follow the Silva.
Yes. I will follow Aqua. Keep a good eye on them.
Aqua is rather slow, even though he's putting on some sort of copter, which now has turned into a walker.
Q's gonna... Q tells everybody to keep their headset on.
He is now next to Q. He's
Hey,
how's it going?
Hey, are you getting ready to go?
Oh yes, of course.
I'll be watching.
I wanted to thank you again for accepting my apology. Some more of these.
Yeah,
they're incredibly expensive. You recognize that these are higher quality easily than the last ones. Of course. Yeah. we must talk later. You see, I have two handicaps and my compatriots do not want to buy. I don't think I'll need.
No.
Excuse me, but I hope you do not mind if I will be blind and deaf. So please do not call to me during the match.
No, that's fine. I'm with you in spirit.
He climbs right over the fence. There's a door that some of the murderers are waiting. They're opening the door. He climbs right up the fence while shouting, "I'm going to be blind and deaf again, so do not worry." He's shouting this past some of the murderers who are looking at him and nodding. Who took who?
Eros took
Dara. Yeah. Brother Zerdan?
Yeah.
Or was following Silva?
No one followed Greta.
No one followed Greta. They're not on that way.
There aren't enough of us. Right? Because there's six of them.
Did we ever see a...
Where's it going?
It's following Greta.
It's following Greta?
It's going to Greta.
I wonder if it's a guy.
Like someone's patching it.
Can someone
listen?
Yo, who's doing?
Listen.
Carlos.
One of me, five of you. Each of you splitting up. I'm with you on this. Intel.
Yeah.
We'll share.
Wait. Who?
Who are you?
Name's Murray.
Murray.
Yeah.
Murray.
Intel. Do you want? I give you intel on this one.
And what do you? What do we give you?
You trade me intel on the others. Deal. I'll pay you.
Fine. I accept.
Arbitrator. Transfer. 20,000 chops. Party name, please?
Puzzle.
What a dumb name.
It works. Who are you? Who do we call you by? Murray, right?
Call me Murray.
Of who?
I don't know. Just call me Murray. Not involved yet. I need intel. Got a bad feeling about this. These people are interesting. But they're not bad. One's Sainine, I think? Sainine follower?
I believe that's correct.
Looks like an invoker. What I picked up is she's not going to be able to use magic or spells. That's her handicap.
Shit.
Wow.
Something's happening to Greta over here.
Auklet's blind and deaf.
Blind and deaf?
Yep.
Double. Okay, that's fine.
Fine. All right, keep brothers.
Okay. Drones are picking up. Zerdan can't do physical combat.
Wow.
That's huge.
These guys are all down.
Zerdan used his mace all last match.
Are you calling to Dara?
Yeah. Or else calls to Dara.
Hey!
What's up?
Not much. Getting ready.
So, what are you, I don't want to be, kind of...
Go on.
Non-sensitive. Mm-hmm. What's going to be your, are you going to be,
what?
Like, handicapped in the... What? How are you going to be...
Ooh.
How are you going to be, like, handicapped?
Oh,
are you
don't
handicapped?
Worry about it. Just can't attack.
Just can't attack?
She turns, and she's entered the arena.
Did you guys hear that?
She can't attack?
Man, that's some bullshit.
I'm kind of confused, but... These guys are not going to win.
Great is locked down. Greta's been bolted down to a large stone thing. These chains are unbreakable. This is a problem.
Wait, is this a handicap?
Yeah, these are handicaps. They didn't buy out like everyone else did.
Why didn't they buy out?
How is this a handicap? This sounds like a...
Because Greta charged all last time. She charged through and knocked everyone down.
Oh.
So it's a handicap for not them, but for everybody else.
No, it looks like these are the handicap. These are like a kind of like a roll of the dice things drawn. These are not handicaps for them, but you basically buy out the, how should I say, like, it's almost like debuffs.
Yeah.
Like debuffs, detriments, kind of like.
It benefits everybody else.
Yeah,
not the
and you can buy out. Looks like Smoke and Mirrors bought out a lot of other groups not being paid attention to. But you see some competitors who are still in the fight talking to Smoke and Mirrors, nodding towards each of them.
Hmm. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let the games begin.
Everybody ready?
Yep.
Samaritan talking.
Yes. I am watching Gernbach. I Sunu of the Ink.
Yeah, I don't know what she's going to do, but I'm watching.
Sounds
her.
Like Sunu's also blind.
That sucks.
Wait a minute. That's not... Did Ocklet give you the wrong information? Because it can't be... Could they have both gotten blind?
Is that possible?
Are you watching Ocklet?
Yeah.
He walks in, he's like, all right, and then I just have to change, and then he falls asleep.
He's sleeping.
No. That's not good.
What's so bad about this, though?
Because the combat starts like this. Great is fully locked down. Now... Small metal thing fire shoots in front of you. It's, you think it's what Murray sees. It looks like it's being like a head cam almost. You see Greta completely locked down with chains, and she's just kind of like. Each of them has been backed into a corner, because everyone in each pen is ganging up on one of them each.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody in the pen.
Everybody in the pen is ganging up on the people that you had specifically talked to. And they seem to be waiting for something. You hear a crackle in the sky. And the little thing that you see, Greta picks up the stone. It's on her back.
So the stone wasn't locked down.
No, it's enormous. It's enormous. Right. It's got to be at least 3 tons. They're backing off. You hear music pouring out from each of the pens, and it seems to be a chorus. You know, they strip off their cloaks. Half of just like a large number of the Smoke and Mirrors groups are solid tiefling bards, just playing music.
Oh
in
my
tune.
God!
The other half. Fire magic, all kinds of magic boiling. Their cloaks are also thrown back, tiefling mages and wizards.
Wow.
Preparing spells. And they're coordinating with each other. There's just like almost like flares going up, coordination. Silva has drawn both stabs and is holding them out like as if they are swords. Dara has turned her back and keeps waving at Eros and keeps like being flirting through the fence,
hey,
not paying attention to what's
how you
going
doing?
On.
Brother you should Zurian, probably you know focus on them.
Brother Zurian stashes his mace, his Morning Star actually, and just kind of touches it and pulls his hood back and takes a step. Does anybody mention about, like, people describing things? Murray keeps spouting things.
Everyone's just talking.
The stranger
she's flirting
is,
with me. She's not even looking at them.
The stranger is talking about how it looks like Sunu is warming up. Just, like, doing spin kicks and stuff. And looking at them. And then he blinks and can't see. He's doing spin kicks. And it's like, it is completely unlike going back. Yeah, Sunu is a master monk. I don't understand what's going on there. What are you guys seeing about the others? Zerdin gonna... What's he doing? What's he supposed to do? He knocked his way through the entire competition. Just almost knocked people's heads off. I mean, sometimes he did, but he can't brute force, apparently. He can't hit anybody directly. And who else is, who's the Silva person? Just blasted through everyone. All kinds of radiant magic. Lights coming through. It's a little light show. It's crazy.
But
she can't use any spells.
She can't use spells and yet magic's coming out?
Well, no. I mean, like, yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just not... It's not... And Greater's on the move. I don't understand. So, okay, yeah, I get that Greater's strong. But is she really going to fight like that? What is, what's the status on, the shorty?
He's sleeping.
He's sleeping? Oh, man. He darted through everyone. Just ran through them. Don't even know what's going to happen now.
Well,
is this going to be tough? It looks like they're all just standing. They're waiting for something, though. Except Greta. She's on the move. I don't understand it. No one else is...
No one else is engaged
yet, right?
No.
Nope.
I just don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
He's just sleeping.
I don't know.
He's just...
This is not good. All right.
Okay.
This may be bad for my wallet. I bet on them. But what I'm really here is for the intel.
Why?
Well, we finished all the matches. These are the winners from yesterday. All of them. Each pen.
Right.
One. Each of them. Obviously, easy. Dara was doing this stuff where she was just like, you know, bashing people open with her.
Wait a moment. They each won on their own?
That's correct. That's why I bet on them today. The odds aren't very high at all. I mean, the returns aren't very high because a lot of people expect it, but that's why a lot of people betting on, you know, Smoke and Mirrors as the underdog. Smoke and Mirrors has got, in my estimate, an average of 70 people in each pen. That's like, what, 450?
420 something.
Something like that. An average of 70 or more. It doesn't look like it because they never stay together. But they've all bought out, as far as I've heard. I put some financing into this. I want to see this.
That's fine.
I gave them some money. I'm not going to josh you.
Hold on. Just keep it down for a second. I just want to watch this.
Nothing's happening. Ray is still walking towards the competition. Who is backing off? The footsteps are heavier than ever. She's carrying this giant thing. And she... sets it back, and she's trying to pull the chain. Someone shouts, "You're not going to be able to break it." That's too bad. Starts beating on the stone.
So she breaks the stone instead.
It's not coming loose. And you can hear, no matter where you are, you hear the count. You're just counting on it. 17, 18, 19, 20. Alrighty, let's see if something happens soon. Kuro feels an enormous wave of divine energy and lasts it.
What?
You see on your screen Greta punching. Lightning erupts from her fist. And
oh my God.
A bolt of lightning strikes the rock behind her. She has scorched several dozen of the people in front of her, but many just dodged to the side like they were expecting it. Sunu jumps through. He's flying through, and the stranger calls out that he is blinded, but his tattoos has many eyes on him. Brother Zerdin, in front of Ever, Brother Zerdin has shouted something, stomped his foot, and a cold wind erupts. And even from your pen, you see something appears in Brother Zerdin is, maybe 10 and 3. He's clearly a frost giant.
He became, or
he is.
Oh shit.
It's like a blizzard.
What's going on?
So
there?
It's solid.
What's that pounding, yo?
That's right.
Wow.
In front of you, Dara is...
Yeah, what's she
doing? Dara is still winking and floating with
you. I mean, this is pretty
someone
cool,
is,
but what
someone
are you
has launched,
over there? Damn.
Someone has launched an attack on her. Vines whip out of the ground and start just parrying, and she's just dodging. And she's still looking at you, smiling.
How's it going? This is awesome, guys.
What,
he's ice now.
He looks... Oh, he's nice.
Eros blows her a kiss.
Auklet.
And does his eyebrow thing.
Auklet has not moved. He's snoring. And they're approaching him very carefully. And it's still really slow. Meanwhile, Silva has parried a couple of them, but switched to a single staff and starts disarming people. Very skilled staff fighting, but not quite like a staff should normally be fought with. As if the hand, one hand holds at the base and slides back and forth, and constantly jabbing with the end of it. Brother Zerdin, or this frost giant, whichever wish is which, is not attacking anyone, but goes like this, and they are terrified. They did not see this coming. The ice erupts from the ground and encases some of them. And sometimes he'll just like force movement or something, like kind of jolt himself, and a cold wind would blow, enveloping some people. Rayta is clearly still attached to stone. It goes like that again, a bolt of lightning, visible from everywhere, hits the stone behind her, still unbreakable. This is insane. This is what I bet on, though. So I knew that they were not going to do anything. Hoplite is still standing there.
Asleep?
Yes.
Still sleeping, guys.
Someone jumps forward. Something clacks. It's like a part of his armor came off and blocked. So each of them is fighting through, except Aqua, who's just standing there. And Dara is
just
dancing.
Dodging.
She's dodging. But you see that the ground around her is starting to move on its own. Pen 6-1. Pen 3-1.
Which one is...
Pen 6 was Greta. Pen 3 was... Brother Zerdin.
Makes sense.
Someone's trying to hit Auklet. They're literally just standing around him, trying to attack. Things just keep coming off his armor, and he's got this weird snore to him. It's like an auto-defense system.
He's a total cheater.
That sounds pretty funny.
She just starts taking pictures.
With the celestial
with
time.
The time
key.
Yeah.
She takes a selfie.
Are you trying to take it with a celestial timepiece?
Yeah.
Everybody receives a second thing. They can all see Auklet's. They see the pictures. Is this what you're seeing?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm seeing.
This is why I came to you. Nice timepiece.
You're welcome.
Here, just hold it straight. Just hold it steady. So you can see, you can now see that Auklet is just saying, this is like this middle-aged gnome. This is like this defense system. And they are doing, they're literally like, there's a group around them. They're not fighting with each other. They're like, all right, try to just... The stranger is talking about how elegant Sunu's movements are and how fluid he is. Pen 1. Finished.
Which one is that?
Sunu.
What was his handicap?
What?
What was his handicap?
Seemed like he was blinded.
Alright. But his ink has many eyes.
Alright. And then, what happened to what happened to the father's enemy?
Sorry?
Silva?
She is fighting one-on-one with anybody and keeps blocking. She can't use any magic, so it's slow work for her. But she is...
Is she winning?
...elegantly bashing through these bards. Roll history. Alright, I'm gonna head over to another pen. Grid is all done. Still not. Yeah.
Come to my pen.
Your pen, alright. But would you want to see another one?
No.
Alright. I'll be right there. He's there next to me.
The metal container?
Metal container, he's sitting on top of it. He's very small. You see like a gleaming eye underneath his robes.
You can't see his face?
He's wearing a robe over his head.
It's on the container.
Ah, no, this is just my toy, my little thing. Don't worry about it.
Alright.
We can talk later.
He's small?
He's very small.
Oh, was that the...
He's very small.
Okay, what's next?
Is this the guy that was on the thing?
He was sitting on the container.
Okay.
He's sitting on the container.
So, Silva is fighting her way through. And now what's left is Dara, Silva, and Ocklick, who is asleep.
Okay.
Hey, can you see any of that stuff that's... Like, some of that move... It moves really weird. It's like... It's a self-defense mechanism.
Pop that on its own.
Possibly, but I don't understand. This thing envelops Ocklick. And you guys can see it now, because, like, both screens of Ocklick on it.
He's a gnome Tony Stark. A gnome Tony Stark.
Blades come out. They're like, oh, shit! In the resulting carnage, the best thing to explain is that many of the people standing close by lost their legs a little bit below their knees.
Oh my god.
Just slicing through, and it's like it drove through perfect, as if a Roomba, and just cutting through their legs.
I feel super bad. She's totally grossed out. It's brutal. Oh my god.
In Dara's pen, people have started to fight each other.
Because they can't hit her.
It's not like that. They're just starting to fight each other.
They're starting to fight each other.
What does Eros see? What kind of, like, do they have animosity towards one another?
They're furious.
Is it, like, deep-seated, like...
Yes.
Passion-fueled...
Yes.
Yo, guys, I think I figured out what's going on here. They're totally into her. They're like jealous lovers.
You probably have the biggest boner in the world.
Oh, it's through the roof right now.
She keeps looking at me.
Wait, me?
Yes.
Hey, she's looking at me right now.
That's
like,
probably because you probably let yourself.
Does Eros feel like that kind of jealousy? Or
no.
Whatever?
What's through the roof?
He feels attracted.
I feel attracted to her, but...
Eros, what's through the roof? I don't see anything.
Don't worry about it.
A vest hits you in the face.
A vest? Guys, this is the best.
What happened? Is she flashing now?
She's spilling out of her corset.
Yes, guys, this is just the best of my day of my life. It's fine.
Roll wisdom.
That's nice.
Oh, Kuro rolled history from before.
It looks like...
So 20.
How many people are at the Temple of Mori? And how do they train in any sort of fighting arts?
Oh, Kuro's temple?
Yes.
Kuro's temple, it's the master, the ace, and Ishihara.
This is not how...
But there's a sage of Mount Emberstair.
Okay. So as far as Kuro knows, that this is not how you would fight with a quarterstaff.
Mm-hmm.
26.
Eros trails off and is no longer talking.
Eros?
He's clearly okay.
Eros.
But he just kind of mulls in.
Guys.
Eros.
Yeah.
He's enjoying himself very much.
Eros, get off the headset. Get off the headset.
Pen 4, 1. Will there be a cleanup in pen 4, please? We need to pick up these legs.
Oh.
And soften up.
Q's gonna go over to Eros.
Q's going over to Eros?
Yeah.
Okay. Murray joins you.
What's so bad about this? What are you doing, Eros?
You are now standing next to Eros, who's still holding his ear pierce.
Don't worry about it, guys.
I take his hand off his ear.
Do you look in the direction of Dara?
Yeah, well, it's so bad.
She waves at you. Roll wisdom.
I have to roll under?
No, roll with a bonus.
So it's just... Oh, okay, it's just an ability modifier?
Yeah.
Okay, 15.
You start to drift off and feel very happy.
You see what I mean, man?
No, you not just you, and you shake out of it. You notice his hand's very small. Don't do it.
Do what?
Don't look directly at them.
Okay. Good idea.
Use your head thing.
That's what I thought I was going to do.
Is it for any kind of congregating over there?
Yeah, those who have finished matches.
Okay. I'm going to head over to
them. Over to Dara's. Ever feels really weird as approaching Dara's. There's something that smells very interesting in the air.
Is Dara pen 2? Because Silva was pen 4.
Silva was... Okay, what was... Dara is not...
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. Was pen 4 Auklet?
Pen 4 was Auklet.
Pen 4 was Auklet.
These ones I know are correct. Suno is definitely pen 1.
Right. Dara is pen 2.
Yo, let me get the staff.
And 5,
whatever it is.
Staff of Ruin?
Yeah.
Staff 5, pen 5 hasn't been won yet, right?
Right. So the one's still fighting.
Yeah.
If necessarily calling it that.
So, pen 5 is... Silva's still fighting.
Pen 5 is pen 2 is Dara.
Pen 2.
Is Dara finishing up, or is she just...
She's not doing anything, of course.
Okay.
She's just dancing.
So everyone's beating each other up.
Everyone's beating each other up. And every now and then, someone shakes out of it and attacks Dara, where vines will whip up and start strangling them. And sometimes rip their limbs off.
Are they almost done, or...
Yeah, they're thinning themselves out.
Yo, this is pretty intense.
But Dara's just kind of... Eros, roll bluff. You have not seen any of the battle. You're busy staring...
It's gonna be like 25.
What?
25.
No one believes you anyway.
Yeah, guys, this is a great battle. She's doing crazy things, shooting things. Oh,
that's
man.
Nice.
It's nuts. Don't come over though.
Tell me when it's done, because I gotta write something down.
Okay.
These staff techniques. I've never seen such techniques.
The stranger has come over to Dara's camp as well.
Yes, this is very interesting, but I am very confused.
Why?
The stranger looks directly at Dara.
Her dancing, it is very different.
In what way?
I do not dance like that.
Yeah, you definitely can't dance like that, stranger.
Yes, she has so much it should not move like that.
Seducing?
What should it move like that? Everything should
body
move like
should
that.
Not move like that. It moves in the wrong directions.
The what?
It is strange. It is like an illusion in itself.
But she's a woman.
So Ever comes over and Ever feels very strange when approaching. Does Ever look at Dara herself?
Sorry, I have to do my shift.
Oh, okay. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
I can take a break.
Let's take a break.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought we were going to...